Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about different precautions a person has to take to prevent a house fire from happening to his own home, because a house fire could damage his neighbor's house as well, and it could spread and hurt the property of others. So you have a responsibility to set up your own home properly. Times of the Mishnah also, they would have apartments where there would be one on top of the other. So the close proximity of one apartment to the next could also cause damage to your neighbor, your downstairs neighbor, or your upstairs neighbor's apartment. Mishnah says, Lo ya'amid adam tanur betoch habayit. A person is not allowed to set up an oven inside of his house. Unless he has 4 amot of open space above it, that there's not a ceiling right there or an item that's right on top of it or a roof, because he wants to make sure that the flames of the oven and the heat won't cause a fire to that ceiling. So he has to have open space. It's sort of like fire code that he has to have in his house. If a person was setting up a oven in the upper story of his house, there has to be plaster that is 3 tefachim thick under the oven as well to protect the floor. We want to make sure that the fire wouldn't go downwards, cause heat to the floor, and then cause damage to his downstairs neighbor apartment. Ubikirah tefach. But if he wasn't setting up an oven, but a small kirah. A kirah is a type of stove. It's not such intense heat. He doesn't have to have 3 tefachim. Of plaster under it. He would only have need 1 tefach, and that would suffice. And now what happens though, if he did follow proper code and there was a fire in his house anyway that caused damage, v'im hizik, if he took all these precautions but the oven caused damage anyway, meshaleh mashi hizik, he has to pay for whatever damage he caused, according to Tanakhama, according to this opinion over here. Even though he did everything he needed to do, he took the proper precautions, he is still liable. So you may ask, so what's the point of doing all this? And the answer that we want to make sure that this person isn't left penniless. We want to take every precaution necessary to avoid him having to pay people for damage that he caused to their property. We'll do everything we can to make sure that he's okay. If he if it still doesn't work and he still does cause damage to other people, we're still going to make him pay for the damage that he caused. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo amru kol ha'shiurin ha'elu ela shim hizik patur medashalem. Says Rabbi Shimon, I disagree with Tanakama. All of these different measurements, all these different things of code that we're making him follow, we're only making him follow it because if he does cause damage and he took the proper precautions, he would be exempt from paying. And that's the point of all of this. It would be considered an onus, something that was unavoidable, an unavoidable mishap, If he did the proper precautions and there still was a fire that caused damage, and therefore he would not be liable to pay.